Jesse,
what's going on, man?
Not much. How's your day going?
Oh, it's really hot out here. This is we got it like in the upper 90s today, and this whole like weekend. What's it like down there?
We're looking at approaching 115.
Oh, gee. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's getting up there.
We have a little bit of the humidity, so that does make it a little bit hotter than what it is, but
that is true. You're not wrong.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's still hot here, but obviously it's nothing compared to Phoenix. That's where you're at, right? Phoenix?
Yeah, Phoenix is a whole different ball game. I mean, I've had a lot of summers, but this one's definitely going to be the hottest.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Phoenix gets way hotter than Tucson.
Oh, I thought that was like similar to, I wouldn't think that would be different.
Yeah, no, Phoenix summers are way worse than Tucson summers. For whatever reason, I'm sure it has something to do with something. Like right now, where I am, it's 97 in Phoenix. Oh, son of a bitch. Yeah, 91. We're 6 degrees hotter for no reason.
In Phoenix versus Tucson, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Are you living with any of the guys, or is it just you, or what are you doing down there?
I'm currently living with one of my buddies from high school, but actually, I kid you not, in a couple weeks here, myself, Anthony Guzman, and Henry Niles are moving in together.
Nice. That's sweet.
Yeah, the boys we're all still a super tight bunch. It's myself, Henry, Bailey, Andy, Anthony, Schooler, Bob, pretty much everyone. Like we talk almost every single day.
Well, that's more than I talk with some of my friends. So like over time you'll probably talk less than that, but that's awesome. No, I'm happy. I seen the Facebook pictures and stuff, you guys golfing and doing stuff like that. So it's pretty cool to see you guys and you got like basically, yeah, like Anthony, he's from like California, and like Henry from Minnesota. You just setting up shop in Phoenix. It's a good spot.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. We convinced Henry to come down here. We're like, hey, bud, you move down here, you can golf pretty much year round. And he's like, oh, I'm sold.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What was it? But no, thanks for doing this. It's basically the whole thing. This whole thing came because me and all the boys, we do a fantasy league, and I decided to do this as like a way to wrap up the week. When I first started doing it, I just go over scores for the week, and I talked to one of the boys about their performance in the fantasy league. But it just kind of turned to something else. Like I had Johnny Morris on last time, and now I just kind of, you know, it's just a fun thing. It's nothing serious.
You don't have like 2,000 followers or anything like that?
Not yet.
Are you working towards that? Is that your goal, like someday, or
you're really
doing it for fun? But you know, like you'll just see where it goes.
Yeah, pretty much do it for fun, see where it goes. I work, you know, my job's super crazy. I have crazy hours, so I need to have something to kind of, you know, have a little bit of fun in my life and take the stress off. And this is it. So
nice. So when are we going? When are we going on recording? Are we recording right now?
Oh, we're recording right now. I can edit whatever I want out.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so basically what it is, the podcast is called Let the Boys Play.
Yeah.
And yeah, so basically we'll just take like a brief little pause. None of the boys know that you're doing the episode this week.
Oh, so then you're going to – so it's all like secret, and then all of a sudden you're going to be like, we got a special guest
hand
for the coming up podcast release. Let's see who it is.
Exactly. You're the guest. Like so far, I've had Andy, Henry,
nice,
Johnny, James, Bailey.
Yep.
And now you. And I definitely feel like the boys are gonna go pretty nuts when they, because I've made jokes where I've been like, guys, I should get Ike into the podcast. And they're like, you'd never do it, blah, blah, blah.
That I would never do that? They don't know me that well then. They obviously, maybe I didn't show my personality enough that I actually do like fantasy baseball, and I do enjoy stuff outside of just coaching a baseball team too. So
yeah, I knew you would do this. I just never, I was like, I'll reach out eventually. And then one day Yeah. I didn't have I was like, God, I don't have anyone to talk to on the next podcast. I was like, you know what? Yeah. Okay, let's see what Coach Jess.
You might as well come to me. Like, if you get the last person, you go, ah, let's go to Coach Jesse, see what he's.
Yeah, not the last.
I know, yeah. But
I think fine. The last would be like Bob Schuchard or someone. That'd be like.
Okay. Yeah, new topic.
But, yeah, it'd be way down the line.
Yeah, no, yeah. I get you there. That's I'm gonna just go no comment, but.
No comment. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're fun here. No, all right. Per, any questions for me? Anything like that?
No, just this is a fantasy baseball podcast, so I'm ready for kind of whatever, and we can kind of discuss, you know, different fantasy baseball topics. So I'm game for whatever. You just ask away, and I might ask you stuff, and you know, I mean, what? So how many teams are in your? In the league you guys got?
There's like eight.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is it a 5x5? Like, what, how do you guys, what's your scoring system?
Honestly, Henry set up all that shit. I just drafted one hell of a team. I played Henry last week, didn't touch my lineup one time because I'm riddled with injuries right now. Still yep. beat him. Like I got Buxton.
Like, oh, that dude. That's a problem right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big old problem.
My team was winning early. Like, we were like, and I co-manage it because I just can't. Baseball is really hard to keep up with. It's not like fantasy football where I think,
yeah. you know,
like it helps me. At least I don't have enough time. So, especially in baseball season. So, I co-manage it with one of my buddies, but, we start off like hot. And then like in the last, we might have the same team. Cause like in about 2 weeks ago, we were just getting hit with injury, like Stanton, Flaherty, you know, like our whole pitching staff, I feel like was, oh, Gallen, I don't think he's back yet. Like, I mean, we were losing like top notch players left and right. So it's been a rough go for a bit.
Yeah, it's definitely been a bit of a weird year. There's God, it just feels like in terms of injuries, it feels like a lot of big name people are getting injured, and it's all the yep. people that people are taking. Like I think Trout's still out.
That's I didn't know he's huge. Out. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he was out at one point, or predicted to be out for something, some sort of like calf strain or something. But I mean, it's people who are on like 99% of rosters. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep. No, I get that, and that's where I guess I don't have all the top notch guys, but like I have some of my top drafted, like earlier drafted guys, like a third round pick, a fourth round pick, and then a fifth round pick. Three of my top five rounds are all on the IL currently. So that's I'm looking at it going like, yeah, it's great. So I'm just got a couple guys off of it. So. But we'll push through. It's fantasy baseball. We got to get healthy and then see where it goes. So,
I can't agree more. All right, you ready to?
Yeah.
I mean, you're already killing it as a guest. So it's not like we need to get into it. But I'll give us a little introduction. I got something in mind for you, just because you're a legendary human in our friend group.
Yeah.
So I know the boys are gonna love this. I mean, if you really think about it, without you. There is no friend group that I'm a part of right now.
Well, see, that's like a lot of that's just crazy, but but I'm super pumped that you guys are all still connected. And like, I do think actually the funny thing is I thought about it recently, because obviously it's been a few years since I've been at presentation, but like, I do think about the teams and the guys and all the connections, you know, that you guys have, because that's to me what it's all about. Like, you guys just, you know, connecting and being friends with each other, because I'm that, you know, at the time I was just the one running the show, but I'm not going to be like, I'm not like buds with you guys. You guys are the ones hanging out. We're just like, you know, a team. And like, we always said it even at the time, and I know a lot of teams say this, but like, I've said this to guys over the years, even since I left, I said, nothing changes no matter what happens. You guys are all family. Like, we're still a team. We still were a group of guys each year that came together and from all different areas of the country. And to me, that was the fun of it. And honestly, it's cool to see, especially with Facebook and stuff, to see that you guys are still friends and connecting, and because that's really what it's all about. Like in the end, you know, there's only one national champion, there's only, you know, one conference champion. So like all that stuff doesn't, to me, and I even said this to you guys before, like I want to win, I want to do the best we can, but in the end it is still about the friendships you build and the memories you go, because as time goes on, you're not going to remember most of the games, the good, the bad, whatever. You're just going to remember the times hanging out with each other and competing with each other, and that's cool. So no, that's awesome you guys are hanging out and seeing each other, so it's fun to watch from afar, from Minnesota.
Oh yeah, I kid you not, at the end of this month, I'm sure you know, but Bailey Sean had his first child, and he still lives in South Dakota. He lives in Aberdeen, nice. And literally like 90 or 80% of the friend group is shooting up there this month for a weekend to celebrate him and his baby and his wife and all that kind of stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's funny, like you say, like I was like, I hope he doesn't say Brown County Fair, because me and some of my friends, I haven't been back to Aberdeen since I left, and this year was the first year that, like, obviously we had COVID this past year. I told a couple of them, I'm like, you guys haven't been to Aberdeen during Brown County Fair week, so we need to head out there. So we're spending the weekend watching a few concerts this summer for the Brown County Fair and just going hanging out in Aberdeen. So that'll be fun.
That'll be awesome. Well, honestly, God, this is, you're going to hate me for this, but you've just done such a good job leading up that I really don't think I can take anything out of this. I mean, it's just been good conversation the whole way through.
Well, you got to mix in everything. You got to mix in fantasy baseball. Especially when guys are going to be listening to it, that we all know each other and whatnot. I will say this though, you didn't really introduce me. We just kind of just like went into it. Like,
well, I didn't expect you to be a natural at this. So here, I'll do it right now.
No, everyone, you don't have. But no, you do have to, at the beginning, say like, hi, you know, we're, you know, together with and however you want to introduce me. You know?
I have no idea how to edit that in. We're just gonna do it now. We'll do it live.
Okay, go for it.
Here we go, everyone. You've been listening to this for the last 12 minutes and 7 seconds, and you may not know who the man on the other end of the mic is. This is a man with enough passion and electricity in his body for the game of baseball that he could power the stadium for Game 7 of the World Series if need be. He is the reason why I have such a great group of friends. He brought us all together to that sleepy little town of Aberdeen. It is Coach Jesse Eichem. He is my guest today. And I think this is going to be one of my favorite episodes I've done to date, just because there's just so much that we can talk about. I'm not cutting pretty much anything out of the beginning. I think that was all great. You're doing great. Coach Eichem, Coach Jess, how does it feel to be here with me today?
Pretty great, Strick. And I really appreciate you thinking about me and having me join this podcast that sounds like we've had some former players on already. So I may have to go back and listen to some of these things, and maybe I can gain a little edge on my own fantasy baseball league for the rest of the year, because right now my team is struggling. So I'm, you know, I might have some advice, but I might be looking for some advice too at the same time.
That's okay. I don't know if you know me or my friend groups, but we're not the most, you may not want the advice we have to give, but you are more than welcome to listen to any of it. It is a good time. Like I said, we've had some really good people on here, but we're not talking about them. We're talking about you fantasy baseball. And we'll start it off super easy, super simple. Yep. Obviously drafting is one of the biggest part. Obviously you got to maintain your team as the season goes on. And like you said, you have a co-manager because you're so busy, still coaching, going into the draft, what kind of a strategy did you guys have? Who did you want to get early? What positions did you want to fill out? You can just kind of walk me through that.
Yeah. So like with our setup, we have a 4 keeper league. And this helps with like not the knowledge of who we drafted, but like, and it's also an idea for you guys if you guys ever want to do this. And this isn't a super like heavy like fantasy baseball league, but we do 4 keepers, and you can keep them for a maximum of 2 years each. So like, if you drafted let's say, Wander Franco this year in the whatever round, the 12th round you decided to draft him in, if he comes up in the majors this year and tears it up, you get to keep him in whatever round you drafted him in for two more years past this year. So that's kind of how it goes. You get four of them per year. Every team does. So, and then our top two rounds, you can't keep them. So like in the first round, we went with Max Scherzer just to, you know, head up our pitching staff. And we had Flaherty as a keeper. So, and who we had drafted in the fifth round. So basically we thought we got Flaherty, who's the potential number one. I know he hasn't been pitching as well. Now he's hurt this year and sounds like hurt for a while from what I've heard. But we wanted just to, you know, with the guys that we had available, we wanted to have another top-notch pitcher. And Scherzer was down a little bit last year, so it was a little risky with his age, but you're just getting him for 1 year, and he's actually produced pretty well this year. So that was who we wanted with our first pick, and I think it was about the eighth pick. So it's hard to like know exactly because, like, I'm not going to go through all the keepers and, you know, who was available, but, you know, Scherzer was obviously a good pick for that early round to help the pitching staff.
For sure. And he actually, it's funny, he's my outside of my favorite team, you know, I have my favorite player on my favorite team, but he is my favorite player not on the Boston Red Sox. I love watching him pitch. I think he, you know, he's crazy Max Scherzer. He pitches with so much emotion and so much just, I guess, raw energy. So I love hearing that you picked him first. Yep. I probably would have too. I don't even remember who did I go first?
Okay, who did you pick first? Well, what pick did you have?
Oh, I had the fourth pick, and I went with Jacob deGrom.
Okay. Well, that's, I mean, obviously, he's the best of the best.
Oh, yeah. He's the filthiest pitcher on the planet, and you're going to be so disappointed in me when I tell you this, but I traded him away for Shohei Ohtani and Byron Buxton.
Yeah, I mean, Ohtani, like, I'm assuming it's as a batter.
I have him on the
days. You have to draft him as one or the other. I don't think you get to.
No.
You don't get him as both,
do you? Not in our league. So on the days he pitches, I list him as a starting pitcher. And then on every other day, I list him as my utility man.
That's dirty. So yeah. That's actually, okay, that's not too bad. If Buxton was healthy, that actually isn't too bad of a trade for you, but I don't know.
And there is a little clause in place because I traded him to a guy and I said, hey, Buxton's always hurt. I said, if he gets hurt, I want one of my picks back. And that's still on the table. I just haven't taken it because the only pick I can take back is Trey Turner. But okay. I have Xander Bogaerts as my shortstop.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, so I knew going in that Buxton was a little bit of a glass cannon, and so I wanted to have that little contingency plan, and I just haven't taken advantage of it because I was like, well, I don't really need it right now.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I don't think that's as bad of a trade as it sounds, especially once you go hitter and pitcher combined. That's basically you got two players for your gets, really three players for one, and yes, you gave up a really good pitcher, but I mean, I don't know. I don't think, you know, if Buxton can get healthy again, I think that's not as crazy of a trade depending on what the rest of your team looks like. So, you know,
do you want to hear the worst trade I ever did?
Yeah, go for it.
It was in college. I had Mike Trout and I knew I was going to lose. I just knew that like my team wasn't cut out for it. I wasn't going anywhere. Yeah. So I traded Mike Trout for a couple guys. I don't even remember the guys. But then I also got a weekend of free snaps on one of our away trips.
That seems like I mean it sounds like a good trade actually because you got snacks for a weekend
for
on a
free.
Team that was already going to lose.
Yeah.
So, but if I'm the rest of the league, whoever got Trout, I don't think you were getting snacks from whoever. Like, I mean, they were probably stealing your snacks at that point. So,
yeah, there's a rule now. There's a rule now in the league that all trades have to be voted upon because of that.
Okay, so you didn't have like a veto power back then?
No, no, we were just wheeling and dealing.
Oh my god, yeah. You guys were just too young. You're just young kids at PC, just like living it up and just living your best life and didn't care. But then you realize that if we're gonna do this, trading snacks for oh, by the way, that's a funny story. So this is like when I was in college, one of my crazy buddies, this was in a free Madden league, so not obviously this is not fantasy, but he traded like Michael Vick he bought Michael Vick from some guy for like $20. It was a free league. They were just competing and he paid $20 to take a free player. It's like, and then I think they probably had to, like, we had to like make a rule. Like you can't just trade real money. This is a for fun league. So yeah, I don't know. Crazy college kids doing crazy things. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, that deal went down in the calf. Over a plate of chicken tenders, I'm like 90% sure.
That's awesome.
The rest of the league was not happy because
who took the trade though? Like, are you going to reveal the name of the
person? Yeah, 100%. That deal went down between myself and one John Giovi.
Because I was gonna say, like, if I'm the other person, I'm kind of like, I don't know if I should be doing this because this is probably not liked by anybody else.
No, John did not care. John and I were just, we knew what we were doing.
Yeah,
we knew that with the guys we had in the group and the trade and everything, that because John was like in first place, like clear favorite, and then I just give him Mike Trout. Like,
always the first place too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he was winning the league.
Gosh, like the most hated fantasy owner right there was, well, the top two is you both.
Yeah, 100%. We knew what we had to do.
Oh
and
my gosh.
Every season needs a little bit of drama, and we provided it.
And now you had a story from it. So good job. Yeah,
that's all I aim to do is to create stories. So we got your first pick. We got all that. Ooh, this is one of my favorite questions. Who's your dark horse? Who's that pick you kind of just snagged and you're like, all right, you know, whatever, we got him. We'll use him if we have to, but he's just been kind of balling out for you.
The dark horse. I would probably say Jared Walsh for the Angels. And we got him in the 20th round, and he started off hot, and I think he's still doing all right. 298 average, 13 bombs, 40 RBIs, and we got him in the 20th round. So he's probably, as long as he keeps this up, he's probably a keeper for us because we'll get to keep him for two more years with the 20th round pick. So you know what I mean? So like,
yeah,
I feel like I didn't know it at the time. And that's what half of fantasy baseball is. I think a little bit luck, but like I did have my eye on him going like, Pujols is done. So he had a little decent season in his COVID year last year. And I'm like, this guy, if he plays a full season, is going to show something. So, yeah, I would say Jared Walsh for sure.
There you go. Mine was, I don't know if you'd really consider it a dark horse, but like I just didn't really know much about the guy before I picked him. Good old Joey Musgrove, pitcher for the Padres down there.
Okay, I mean, I know the name. I didn't know that he's pitched. I guess I haven't followed baseball enough this year of anybody not on my fantasy team, but he's been doing okay for the Padres. Oh, did he throw a no-hitter?
Yeah, hell yeah, he did. That's why he got me so many points. Right now, he's sitting at a 4-5 record, not tremendous, 2.33 ERA. Again, nothing like crazy, but 225 points, and over the last over the last six games. He's got me 316, 20, 39, and 16, and negative one. So,
that's solid.
Yeah, super solid. Like I said, like he was just, I needed a starting pitcher. Oh, Musgrove, sure, we'll take this guy.
Yep.
No hitters, got me a whole bunch of points, real solid, really never goes down deep in the negatives. So, yeah, I definitely say it's been him for me.
So you guys are rotisserie then, huh?
We are rotisserie, meaning what?
Well, that's point. It's just like you don't do head to head weekly. Do you do? It's just whatever you finish at the points, total points at the end of the year.
Oh no, we do a head to head weekly.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, like this week I'm.
It's a point system weekly. Okay, that makes sense.
This week I'm playing Andy. I'll tell you the matchups right now. Right now I'm beating Andy 74-57. Brandon Hulbert is beating, I think that's Eric Hernandez. Oh no, Eric Hernandez is beating Hulbert 47-66.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, Bailey.
Hulbert's. I'm guessing Hulbert's in last place.
Yes, he doesn't care at all.
Are you? Like, am I right?
Yeah, I'm pretty. We'll take his record real quick. He is 2-6 on the year.
Because he would be he'd be the first four. Guy. I would be like, he's not in first place for sure. He's going to be in dead last. I hope he listens to this and realizes that I'm like, yeah, he's the worst fantasy baseball owner.
Oh no, him. There is a 3-way tie for last right now between him, Ryan Barker, and Henry Niles.
Okay, that's surprising me a little bit though. There, I mean,
yeah, I mean.
I'll be honest, though. I think the thing with Barker is that actually probably puts him at last place is he's been so focusing on hockey for, I mean, he's all about his L.A. All I see on Facebook is his L.A. King. Or no, it's not the Kings, the Sharks.
The Knights.
It's the Sharks. The
yeah, his mom's. Sharks. I think his mom's a Knights fan or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but he posts about the Sharks all the time. And so, like, I know that, like, their season ended early. But he probably wasn't as focused on fantasy baseball for much of the early season. So, like, because he was so obsessed with the San Jose Sharks, I do follow that and see that. So, Barker, I think you're losing because you need to focus more on fantasy baseball and not the Sharks.
And then why is Henry losing?
I mean, it's just Henry. I mean, does it need an explanation?
It doesn't. It doesn't. We love. Hey, Henry. I know you're out there listening. We love you. It's all, you know.
Oh, it's, no, it's all in good fun.
It's all in good fun.
And he knows it too. So I've seen him a few times, like in the last year before he moved down to Arizona. So, yeah, it's all in good fun. And like, you kind of have to just make some like bold statements and just roll with them.
You got
it. Someone gets, you know. But heard about it. It is what it is. So yeah,
history does not remember the soft spoken.
I'm not looking to be in the history books, but I agree. Yeah, we'll see.
I'm just waiting on the day for Minnesota to solidify a Jesse Eichem day. I know it's coming.
Someday, but the governor probably doesn't like me here. So I would say that's probably not happening anytime soon.
Well, I like you, and that's all that matters.
That's true. That is
true.
There
we go. Perfect.
What do we got up next? What's the next question?
I guess I want to know. I didn't send you this one. I know I kind of sent you a couple of those over, but yep. I guess I really want to know more or less. When it comes to like your fantasy team, do you have like a funny name? Are you just Team Eichem? What's your name?
No, it's not Team Eichem. We're called Triple Masks. And it's very, and you can probably figure out.
Yeah.
You can probably figure out where I stand just based upon my team name.
I probably can, and I think I do.
And you probably already knew where I stand from.
Oh, 100%.
From a political. We're not making this political. We're not going to turn this into a political podcast. Please don't. It's just. I like my name is Triple Masks, so
yeah, I get that,
and I'm not agreeing with it. I'm kind of making fun of it. So there you
go. I agree with you, and we will not make this a political podcast. I promise you that. But I will go on record and say that I just didn't like. I get it. I got everything. It just sucked for a while. We'll leave it at that.
We will. Next topic. But yes, so Triple Mass was my team. And for me, I'm a big, like, I try to change my, and this goes for fantasy football, change your name every year. But then there's a lot of people that also just keep the same name every year all the time. And, like, I feel like that's boring, but that's fine for those that do it. I'm not trying to, like, make fun of them. But, like, I think each year you got to kind of come up with a creative name. Does it go with one of your players? You can come up with a, you know, you if you're really not creative, you can look up, type in their name and look up online, and you'll find really creative names. Or you can try to do one on your own with your player after the draft. So
I think in college, when we all had a little bit more time to focus on some of the stuff, we would change our names every week.
Well, that's confusing, though. Yeah. Like, how do you know who you're playing if you're changing every week?
Because here's what we did. We changed our name every week, and our name had to be in some way talking shit about the person we were playing.
Ooh, okay. See, I like that. Like, if there's, like, a reason behind... See, that's good. Okay, I like that. If it was just changing the name randomly, then it's, like, whatever. But
yeah,
if it's about talking a little trash...
Oh, 100%.
Then on board. I like that strategy. And that's interesting. Like, I think now that with the people that I play with, they'd be like, I've got kids. I'm not doing that. So it just doesn't work as you get older. You just, you know, I don't know. It changes. Things change. So good idea, well, though. I like it.
It is. Here, I'll give you a little insight on some of our good names this year. Yeah. Eric Hernandez. His name is Hakuna Moncada. Going referencing like Yon Makana.
Yep.
Bailey Sean changed his name to Shit on His Hands because in Andy Wright's episode of the Let the Boys Play podcast, he was playing Bailey the next week. Yep. And I asked Andy how he felt about that. And he's like, I'm not worried. He's got a baby. He's not going to focus. He's going to, you know, probably try to change his lineup with Shit on His Hands.
Oh, that's good.
Yep. So Bailey changed his to that.
Good job, Bailey.
I don't think he won, but it was a pretty good one. And yeah, then
it doesn't matter about whether you win. It's just like, no. did you talk? I do it all the time to Packer fans. Like, I'm a Vikings fan, and I make fun of them all the time. It doesn't even matter if, like, we win the game. I just like talking crap about the Packers.
Yeah, I have adopted all Minnesota teams as my secondary teams. I'm a secondary Twins and Vikings fan. Big fan of the Skol chant.
How did you? That is pretty sweet. I will say that's a cool chant. But why?
Just because when I was out there and I had to go, you know, closest game was a Twins game. I will go on record right now.
Okay.
Target Field is my second favorite professional baseball stadium.
Wow, it is a pretty cool stadium, I will say. But what's number one then?
Fenway Park.
Okay. And have you been to Wrigley though?
I have not been to Wrigley, but I don't think I need to go to Wrigley. I mean, I'll go to Wrigley when I eventually make it over. But honestly, I went to Target Field. I'll tell you the quick story. Henry Niles and I went to see a Red Sox Twins game. We were sitting third base side, about halfway up the main seating area, and I was sitting there as a night game. And the sun was setting, and you had the Target Center in the background, and the beautiful skyline. Yep. And it's a super nice stadium. Chase Field is my new closest one, and it's shit. I'll say that Chase Field is not a great stadium.
No, I think we went there Were you on the team with the World Baseball Classic?
No,
or was that?
That was the year before me.
Okay, because I remember when I think is Chase Field is the one in that's the Diamondbacks, right?
Yep. There's nothing special about it. They have a pool,
I didn't like
and that's
it that
it.
Much.
Yeah,
I don't think it's kind of boring.
It's very boring. So yeah, I sat at that game and I watched. You know, the sun was setting, sky was changing, all that, and I was like, "Holy shit!" I'm like, "This is a beautiful state."
Yeah, the skyline's pretty sick. I would say, like, sitting on the third base side anywhere, like, even down the line, it doesn't matter, in the upper deck, on the third base line at night is, like you're saying, as the sun's setting, is you see the whole Minneapolis skyline. It is and it's just a cool stadium because you can walk around. There's a lot of good viewing points. So if you just want to buy a cheap ticket and then you can kind of walk around and, you know, get your food and drinks or whatever, and then stop and then go back to your seat and kind of watch from different vantage points. It's actually a pretty cool spot to do that too. So,
it's beautiful. So I'm a big, big secondary Twins fan.
Okay.
Not a huge secondary Vikings fan, but I will cheer for them mainly because of the Skol chant. And then when it comes to the Gophers, Sky Yuma, row the boat. Like,
oh my gosh,
let's go Gophers. Oh, like, you can't beat it.
Don't get me started on the Sky Yuma stuff.
Wrong with the Sky Yuma?
It's fine, but I'm just not a big PJ Fleck Gopher football guy.
Not a fan of Daddy Fleck.
He's fine. He's done a great job. Just not my style of type of coach.
Why not?
Just it just seems, and I've heard he's genuine, but it just feels like he is a walking billboard all the time. It's a marketing campaign, but it works. So I'm not saying it doesn't work. It just gets a little, I mean, he's the one running out of the stadium onto the field. He's the first guy that has to run out. Like, let your players do that. Like, you don't have to be, I mean, I get you're the main guy, but like, it doesn't have to be all the time.
Yeah. So you're saying he's too much. He's just too much in every single way. You think you should tone it down a bit?
Yes. And he finishes every conversation just like, I mean, it's like the Russell Wilson thing. So Russell Wilson finishes with, you know, go Hawks at the end of, you know, his little, every interview, and PJ Fleck at the end of every interview does the, go Gophers, Skyuma, row the boat. I mean, I get the bit, but it's just like, it's just too much for me, but whatever. Not my style, but it's okay. Not a big go. I mean, I'm a fan of Gophers, but Minnesota Twins, Vikings first, and obviously like fantasy baseball too.
Hey, I agree with you on 90% of those fronts. I'm a big, I love a thing. I love the Skyuma. There's just something about having a little bit of pageantry to some shit that I just can't get over.
I know. It fits you. I can totally see how that would be your style, and that's good. I like it.
Here's the thing. If I ever get PJ Fleck on this podcast for whatever reason, I will bring that up to him.
I hope you do.
I will let him know. I'll say PJ. I assume his first name's like Patrick.
Yeah.
Tone it down a little bit. You're upsetting some of the greats out there. Some of the ones who've been doing it don't like the way you're doing it. Maybe rethink on how you're doing it.
Yeah, PJ Fleck in his expensive house and all the money he's making is just gonna laugh in your face and be like, "Yeah."
What if he doesn't though? Like, what if he's like, "You know what? You're right." I mean, does your opinion change on PJ Fleck then if he does that?
It would, but I just know that he's not going to. So it's okay. Right. It's okay.
I'm gonna message him on Twitter. I'm gonna see if I can get him in here.
Do it. Try it, and then just be like, this Division III assistant coach is talking trash on you, and I need you on my podcast.
Division III assistant coach, formerly NAIA head coach.
NAIA head coach. Yes.
Do not leave that off the resume. I keep that on everything.
Yeah, but we got to go with the current, where we're currently at, in Minneapolis. So it's all good.
That's okay.
I love coaching. So,
well, I will say, out of all the coaches I have, you have by far been one of the most influential. I have had a lot of great coaches in my life to help me get where I am today. You know, coaches are a big part of, I feel, a lot of young people's lives, and you do a lot more than people who haven't had a coach or, you know, been around the culture of being coached can possibly understand. So I definitely think you've done a lot for a lot of people, and I think you know that too.
Well, I appreciate that, Strick. I would say I don't always know that, because it just, like, you're always on, like, when you're the head coach, sometimes it feels like it can feel like an island at time, especially when you're bringing in, you know, new guys from all over and you're trying to build it. You know, you guys are hanging out with each other, but no, I do appreciate it. And, you know, I do think about my time in Aberdeen very fondly with you guys. And that's what it's always about is the people. And I've never changed that. I've always been that way, like, there, and I'm still that way even in coming back here, you know, and even being an assistant role. Doesn't matter. It's still about the people, the players, and just, you know, who you are. And, like, you guys are all growing up, and it's, to me, it's still fun to see, you know, as you guys get older and continue to grow as people and do great things. It's pretty cool for me to just watch from the outside in.
Well, yeah, just know that we never forget all the good times we have. We tell stories all the time that involve you and, you know, the stuff we've done in the past. You shaving steps into the side of your head. That was pretty gangster. Oh, 100%. Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, did I can't I really? Remember. Yeah, I can't remember why you did. I think we had a win a weekend, and then you shaved steps into the side of your head. You did like the whole.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah,
I don't remember that honestly. Oh, but
I think it was one of my. I can't want to say like sophomore, junior year. There's that story. I tell the story about how Linda almost drove into the Missouri, and you went like head over ass in the bus.
I almost died that day. Yeah. Honestly. Oh,
I tell that story. Probably like once a month to some new person, and I always wish Bailey Sean was there to back me up on the story, because the way he tells it is so funny. Because Bailey and I were bus buddies, and we were sitting there, and it happened. Linda almost drove us into the Missouri. We were almost 30 for 30, and we're sitting there, and I'm talking to Bailey. I'm like, dude, what is going on up there? And I'm like, Coach Jess, okay. Well, you know, what did he actually fall? And Bailey Sean goes, he looked at me in the eyes when he was horizontal, and it looked like he was asking for help with his eyes.
Yep.
And oh my God, just so many legendary stories and so many legendary moments.
Yeah. No, I've actually told that to my friends even to this day, maybe not once a month, but I for sure, if a bus story comes up like that story, like if somehow like those type of buses come up, I'm like, I actually got a pretty good story. And I got lucky. I feel like, I mean, I don't think I would have died, but I think it could have been actually pretty somewhat serious for me. So I feel very fortunate that nothing bad happened, because I did fly in the air for a bit and could have, I don't know if I would have gone through the window, but I think it would have been bad. I don't know. Who knows?
I 100% expected to have like a Wile E. Coyote outline of you on the front windshield and just see you like bobbing down the Missouri. And all of a sudden we don't have a head coach. No, Barb tried to kill us a few times. I don't know if you remember, you probably don't, you've had a lot of games, but my freshman year fall ball, my first away trip, we went to Mayville like we always did.
You mean Linda, not Barb, right?
Well, we called her Barb too.
Oh, you called her Barb?
Yeah, good old Barb.
I didn't know you called her Barb. Okay.
Good old Barb.
All right.
But we were driving back from Mayville, and I'm sitting in the middle of the bus, and it's my first college road trip. I'm like, okay, this was pretty sick, you know, blah, blah, blah. And Ryan Baldonado is standing in the very back of the bus changing. Mm. And Linda, Barb, gets around an 18-wheeler or like some farm vehicle, I don't remember, and she starts fucking just cruising next to this thing, but coming down the other lane right at us is another 18-wheeler.
I vaguely remember that too.
And literally everyone, me, Bailey, Henry, all the boys, we're all just leaning into the middle of the aisle. Yep. And she's just fucking trucking right along. I don't know what she's thinking. And then all of a sudden she notices and she fucking guns it. She just throttled down and she gets in front of this other 18-wheeler. We barely missed the first one. And Baldonado's in the back. He's, Jesus Christ, Linda.
Oh,
and
I'm my like, gosh. Oh,
so many stories of that woman.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Just ridiculous. Speaking of stories, I've had this planned for days and you have no idea. You have no idea.
Okay.
I have a game I want to play with you, and it solely benefits you. And do you want to give a shout out to your team right now that you're with currently?
The team that I'm. What do you mean?
Like your college team? Where are you hanging your hat? Yeah, where are you hanging your hat?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if anybody on my team is going to listen to this podcast.
That's fine.
Share it to them, but I mean, I coach at University of Northwestern in St. Paul, Division III school, and we just finished our season. We were actually one game away from the D3 College World Series, so we lost our last game 3-2. So we made a nice little run this year, won our conference tournament, won the conference championship, regular season and postseason. So we just you just never know at the beginning of the season how a season's going to turn out, but yeah, it was a fun season, and that's a shout out, I guess, to Northwestern where I'm.
There you go.
I've been here for 4 years ever since I left PC. I came here. So.
And correct me if I'm wrong. Is that your alma mater?
I graduated from Northwestern. I spent 4 of my years out in California and at an NAI out there, called Biola University, but I transferred to Northwestern, played, I just played 1 year here. But like I graduated from the school and have a lot of my close friends now are Northwestern grads. So just like you guys, like I have a lot of my close friends are my baseball, you know, teammates from both those schools. So I still connect with them even to this day. So actually just, it was probably about 3 weeks ago was at Top Golf and here in Minneapolis and about nine of us, just met up. We hadn't seen each other in a bit and did a little, Top Golfing and that was a good time.
Awesome. Well, one, congratulations on the season. That's awesome. Good job on the success you guys had. So we're going to play a little game here, and this can only benefit you and your team. It's called, first, a lot of stories that you may not know about as a head coach, as you shouldn't.
Okay.
A lot of kangaroo court stuff that, you know, got aired.
I didn't go to those, and I intentionally decided, like, I could have, but I decided, you know what, I'm going to let you guys kind of do your thing, and I trusted, you know, Elbow and all the systems to sort of, like, you know, and Elbow's, I've heard, is did a really good job at kind of running kangaroo court. So
Oh my god, it was wild.
And it was, I wish I was there, but I did hear a lot of the stories afterwards, but they would usually probably filter out. They would give the stuff that were funny and that I needed to hear, but then they would leave some of it out, I guess. So
okay, that's good. I'm glad you got to get in on some of the fun. Well, this isn't quite like that, but what this is going to be called Who's That Saint? I got five instances here. I'm going to read them to you one by one. And at the end, I want you to try to guess who that saint is. It's a former player you've coached.
Yep.
I just want to see if you can muster something out. And at the end, I got a surprise for you. Okay.
Okay. Do I get to ask any clues if I don't know, or am I just going I'm just going to throw out a name?
I will. I'll give you some hints.
But I can go like first initial guess, and then, you know, if you say no, then, you know, I might, you know, go with some hints. But we'll see. Let's just go.
We'll figure it out. All right, ready? Number one, this saint, for the first week, one of the first like weekend outings we had as freshman teammates. So there's a hint, my freshman year.
Yep.
He FaceTimed his girlfriend on the ride to Taco Bell. While he ordered Taco Bell, while he sat in the dining area of Taco Bell on the way back from Taco Bell.
The whole time he's at Taco Bell?
The whole time. From start to finish, we're driving in a car trying to figure out if we're all going to be friends or not. He's FaceTiming his girlfriend.
Okay, so... Gosh. Well, see, this is really difficult because I'm trying to think of like who was in your class... right now. Yeah, you're gonna have to give me a hint on this.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think of your class too.
A few little things. He is married, one of the few of us that is married. Yep. He is also from Arizona and he played a corner infield.
Okay, well then, okay, you pretty much gave it away then. So it's Bailey.
It's not Bailey.
Oh, not Bailey?
It's not Bailey.
Oh, I thought you were like Bailey. Oh, see, you set me up for that one. That's
not Bailey.
See, that's you totally set me up because you knew that I was going to probably ask. I was going to ask for Bailey because Arizona corner infielder.
Eventually, how about I tell you this? He was middle infield, but I think eventually had to migrate over to the corner.
Oh, see, no, he wasn't your year.
You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong?
No, if you're not wrong, you're... What's the opposite of wrong?
Andy. Yeah.
Andy Wright.
That actually kind of makes sense.
Yeah. I told Andy, I said, hey, you get a pass on that one because you guys did end up getting married.
Yes.
Obviously,
it worked for him. See, that's the thing is, like, you can kind of have that as a bit to sort of make fun of him, but then in the end, he's going,
yeah, I was
like,
at his wedding.
Look at me. Yeah. I got married. So it obviously worked. So
100%. All right.
It's like, good job, Andy.
Yeah. Good for you, Andy. Right. Number two, this former saint was banned for life from the teen nightclub The Pulse while dressed like a baby. Who is that saint?
The teen, say the what nightclub?
The teen club, The Pulse. It was that nightclub next to the zoo that lasted for about a year.
Okay, I don't even remember that. And yeah. This teammate was banned for a year or for good?
For life. If they were still open, he wouldn't be allowed in.
I mean, well, he's not a teen anymore, so probably like, yeah, he probably.
Oh no, it's 18 and up.
Oh, 18 and up, but still, like, yeah. I feel like an 18 and up, like, isn't, like, I'll be honest, like, there's a point where, you know, if you're at an 18 and up club, and you're like,
it's 20, 20 is the age.
Oh, okay. But I'm just saying, like, when you turn 30, you're not going back to the club, so.
You never know. Maybe they got good virgin daiquiris. You don't know.
Yeah, that's where you get some creep. So, he was banned for life. Give me like one hint that doesn't give it away, that doesn't like make me guess a certain person, I guess. I don't know.
He was dressed like a baby.
He was dressed like a baby. Yeah. Is it a guy that made it all the way through for 4 years? Did he graduate from PC?
Yes.
Jake Bunjevac.
No. Come on. I gave you the biggest hint.
Oh, what was the hint?
He's dressed like a baby.
Dressed like a baby? How would that be a hint?
Run through nicknames of all the guys on the team.
This is like 4 or 5 years ago. Like okay. 6 years ago.
I'll give you another one here. He was born in the same hospital as you.
How would you know? Like, are you kidding me? Like, young child?
No. Who's the only other Minnesotan that matters?
Well, I was born in Seattle, so that's why I was like, went there. Oh, baby hen. Okay.
He was born in St. Louis Park. I think that's where you grew up or some shit.
Well, yeah. Okay. So, but I was born in Seattle, and I was thinking to myself, you wouldn't know I was born in Seattle. And I was like, young? Like, that's just weird. Okay. Baby hen. Okay.
Baby hen was banned from the Pulse nightclub on Halloween night, dressed like a baby, because he was trying to get in, because they did serve alcohol there, but you had to provide ID.
Yep.
And he didn't have his ID on him. Yeah. And so the owner was like, I'm not going to give you alcohol without your ID. And him and another player said, give him the alcohol. He's 21. And she goes, I'm not giving you anything. She's like, if you need to keep going, I'm just going to I'm going to kick you out for the night. And the other player goes, you can fucking ban him for life. And Henry goes, yeah, ban me for life. And she's like, all right, you're banned for life.
Wow. Well, yeah. I mean, Henry, you can't go back. Well, I guess it's closed now, so it doesn't matter now. But
yeah, it's now a pizza place. Can't remember the name of it. Pretty solid pizza, though.
That's actually good. It's a smart place to do a pizza place right next to the zoo bar.
Oh, super smart. Dempsey's okay. Pizza.
Oh, all okay. right. Here we go. Next one.
Here we go. Number three. This former Saint was a transfer. He did not come in the same time as me, but we're the same class. Okay. He once painted defective on his body at the team barbecue and challenged everyone to a fight.
Defective, and he challenged everybody to a fight, and he's a transfer. I mean, Giovi?
No, not Giovi. Probably the one of the nicest people you ever meet. Big Giants fan. Had a little bit of Madison Bumgarner in him.
Oh, James Lewis did that.
James Lewis.
Oh my gosh, that's pretty funny, actually.
Yep. He went around.
Especially now that I know it's him, I'm like, oh my gosh, he would do that too.
Oh, 100%.
Like, it fits him and. He's probably just, what was the reason why he put defective? Is he pitching bad?
No, he was trying to say that he was a detective. He was Detective Jim. And he said defective on accident. And oh so he wrote, God. And so for a good while, that was his nickname. And he would, and this was when Jimmy got ripped, like when he came back looking like Captain America. So he was walking around with his shirt off telling people to punch him in the abs. And so people would sock him in the stomach and he'd flex and you would hit him and he would laugh. It was a wild night, wild barbecue to start the season.
It sounds like a wild barbecue and that's that's a pretty good one.
Oh yeah. Here we go. Second to last one. This former Saint, older than me, he also never got a win in his college career as a pitcher. I played my first game of beer pong with him, and I was super nervous. It was the first party I had ever been to. And he's like, hey, man, you want to come play some pong? I was like, yeah, man, I've never played, though. He goes, oh, don't worry, bro. We're just having fun. It's all about, you know, just hanging out. I'm like, all right, cool. So we both miss our first shots, and he turns around and fucking punches a hole in the wall.
Oh, my gosh.
Strong guy. Like, he literally is like, ah, and just turns and socks the wall. Big old hole. We had to hang a Budweiser sign up on the wall so people wouldn't notice because it wasn't our house. But, yeah, who's that Saint?
Never won a game. You got these are some good questions. And he was a pitcher. I got that much.
He was two way pitcher outfield.
Pitcher outfield. Well, that I mean Jake. That can't be.
No,
that's not Jake. That's not Jake. I was gonna say that's not him. But you said they didn't win a game.
They never recorded a win as a pitcher. They always got snaked. We always fucked it up for him.
Like it's, jeez.
I'll give you a hint right here.
Give me another one. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. His last name is an animal.
Oh, Wolfie never got a win.
Ryan Wolf never recorded a win. A game? He started his senior day.
I don't believe that.
Hand to God, because that was the season. That was the season where Lunenburg would come in. And with a tied game after we fucked it up for Wolfie with errors, and Lunenburg would close like finish the game out, and we'd get one run and win, or we would lose.
And he would get the win.
Yeah.
And you're just saying that year he didn't get a win, or you're saying his whole career he never got a win?
His whole career. I'm pretty sure Ryan Wolf did not register a win.
Well, I'm going to be looking at the stats as you're asking me questions now. So
go ahead.
I'm looking right now, and oh my gosh. That's crazy. That's actually pretty crazy.
Yep. This is what happens when you come on the Let the Boys Play podcast, Coach. You learn some things, you feel some things.
I would have never guessed that. I knew, he pitched 30 innings, 27 innings, 39 innings, and he started 11 games in relief 36. You would have fallen into a win in one of those, and... wow, that's pretty crazy.
Yep.
Well, if Wolfie's listening, you need to walk a little less, guys, because I'm looking at 56 walks, and so maybe cut down on those walks, Wolfie, and you might have had a few more opportunities. But I like Wolfie. So
we love Wolf. He's out there saving lives right now as a EMT or firefighter in New Mexico. So stay safe out there, Wolfie. Last one. Here we go for all the marbles. This former Saint once spiked their helmet. It bounced off the ground of the home dugout at Fossum Field and struck me in the face. This former Saint has never once apologized for the incident.
Ooh, it sounds like you probably aren't talking to this guy. Is that true?
That is not true.
Oh, but he has not apologized, but you do talk to this player.
It's been brought up in past conversation, and it was like, sorry about things yet. But yeah, so there's never been like, hey, I'm sorry, let me give you a hug, bad.
I'm trying to think of who would spaz like that on our team. What, like, is he your year? Did he graduate?
No, he did not graduate from PC. He was there a few years ahead of me.
Okay, he did not graduate, but he slammed his helmet and he threw it down. And gosh, like these are like I'm more like excited to find out who it is than I am trying to guess. He did not graduate, but he threw a helmet down. And he did he start? A lot or not at all?
He actually never started a game for PC on the 9-man roster. He had a big influence on the roster, but he never started.
He had Varela?
Nope.
He had a big influence on the roster, but never started.
Every now and again he would shine in some live matchups. But just he couldn't couldn't make it out on the field.
And you're saying he never started. For sure never, never started, or you think he never started?
I am 100% sure. Do you want a hint? Well,
I'm looking at the – I see that's – I'm cheating a little bit, and I'm looking at games started on one of the years, and I'm like, yeah, most of these guys got at least a start. So you're going to have to give me a clue here.
All right. He was a pitcher.
He was a pitcher.
He did pitch at a time. And I've learned very recently.
Yeah.
I thought he was from Minnesota, but he was actually born in Seattle.
But he's. Oh, you. Oh my god! That is pretty funny. Did that really happen?
Yes, it really happened.
And I never apologize. So, like, this is my official time to say I'm sorry for throwing a helmet down.
Oh, my. Here's what happened. Here's the story.
Okay.
I was sitting far right of the bench.
Yep.
During a game. It was, I can't remember what year it was.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting there and something happened. I think one of the pitchers fucked up a PFP, which happened quite often in our early years there.
Sure.
And it was like, it was, you know what? I'm not going to mention the name, but you'll know who it is.
Yeah.
He fucked up two PFPs back to back.
And this is in a game?
Yeah. Same inning.
Okay. Yeah.
And you were obviously pissed off, which I understand. And you took your skull cap off and you kind of just like spiked it. And it just hit perfectly that it like came up and like clipped the side of my face. And I was like a little bit like, oh, fuck, oh God. And you didn't notice at the time, like you didn't like see it happen. So like you just spiked it, went up, picked it up. I didn't make a big deal about it. You know, I'm not going to.
Were you bleeding or anything? Or
No, I wasn't bleeding or bruised. No, it takes a little bit more to get old Strickland, you know, to draw blood.
Wow.
But no, and like you didn't notice. And so the helmet just kind of like scampered off. You put it back on, and I was like, oh, I'm fine. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to make a big deal about it with my coach. I'm not going to try to, you know, I'm not going to oh, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's one of my, literally, I kid you not, one of my favorite memories about riding the bench. But
I never like, okay. So then you obviously part of the story, you said it's been brought up before, but then he's never really truly apologized for it. So you had told me, he must have told me the story, like either that year, or, you know, told me.
It was brought up. I think I actually dinged you in Kangaroo Court. I think I did it that year. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's been brought up, and obviously no hard feelings. But yeah, literally, hilarious. I said, I've been sitting on this for a week, and I had to mute my microphone like three times because while you were trying to piece it together in your mind, I was laughing like a maniac.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you said he's gonna. Yeah, okay. So now I'm gonna have to like listen back and be like, now it makes sense. You're pretty much, it's too obvious, and he didn't even see it. But yeah. I was thinking about players, not.
Asked me. You're like, oh, did he ever? You know, did he ever start? I'm like, he never started. I never, you know. You never heard me say he was an actual player.
Yeah, so that's a pretty good trick you had on me right there. Oh, by the like Kangaroo Court stuff, I'll never forget this because you guys ding me probably every year for this one.
The hands.
Yes, to the like, like when I like, and to this day, whenever I've told this to like all the players, I'm like, oh my gosh, like my presentation, they were obsessed and they. Like, and I get it a little bit because it might look a little goofy for your coach to do, but then I'm watching half the time I'm watching teams here in the Midwest are playing, and I'm like, all the other coaches are doing it too. So, like, for whatever reason, like, you guys were so obsessed with getting my hands out of my pockets while I ran out to the mound or I ran out to the base. And now to this day, you guys all have me like self-conscious every time I put my hand. Like, I'm not even joking you. Like, every game that I've ever been in, like, and it's cold and I put my hands in the pocket, like if I start running anywhere, I have to like pull my hands out and go like, thanks PC guys for getting this, like get me all like, oh my god, like,
and then I have to
tell players, I'm like, yep, there's a reason, there's a whole story for this, you know, and then they'll start laughing, and then, you know, and I never told that story obviously now to anybody. except for you and anybody that listens to the podcast, that I'm like somewhat self-conscious about putting my hands in the pocket and running. And when I do, I pull them out just like, ugh, you know, but I'm glad you guys got to ding me for something like that.
I remember one game you were running out and from the dugout without ever communicating it to each other. Like five of us just went hands and you just poked them out real quick.
I know. And actually I remember doing that a couple of times, but yes, I vaguely remember that. And you guys, basically you're in my head. I don't think about it all the time. So you can't do the whole, you know, they live in your head rent free, blah, blah, blah. But like
we vacation there sometimes.
You are vacationing there once in a while for sure. And it will probably, as long as I'm coaching, will never go away. So,
God.
Thanks, guys, for doing that to me. So,
well, awesome. It is something that's not terrific, but at least you're still carrying a little bit of that PC with you at all times. I know there's a lot of stuff.
There's PC in me for sure. Like, I obviously very much enjoyed my time and was very appreciative of all you guys that, you know, came out and built the program to where we got it. And I think we did some pretty cool stuff. So as a group and obviously had good memories and whatnot for, you know, for me, but also for you guys, you know, on the side, and you're living it out in real life after post baseball. So it's great.
Yeah. Well, one thing I do want to bring up with you before I let you go is the unresolved issue that Henry Niles,
yeah,
to this day has never ran the Fosse's that he was assigned.
He was supposed to run the Fosse? What? Really?
There's two Fosse's Henry was supposed to run.
And why didn't he run them? I mean,
one of them was because of diabetes. The old,
that he was
the
supposed
old,
to run it?
The
you
old,
can't run, you can't, oh, because he could, yes, that's a reason why, like, you can't push a guy that has diabetes, like, you gotta, like, trust that they're, you know, I mean, that's
okay, but come
the deal.
On, come so that's on, one.
Okay,
so that's one, and then the other one was a punishment one, that, like, either that we just forgot to do it with him, like, it just slipped everyone's mind, and he just kind of, like,
yep,
faded away into the darkness,
yep,
or I would put it on diabetes, again, he's probably like, my palm, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, and see, that's the thing is, like, all I could say is you will have to go to the source on that one, because what are you supposed to do as a coach? Like, I'm not going to make a guy, then he falls down and, you know, passes out or whatever happens if you push someone with diabetes, then it's on me. So, you know, basically my advice to any coach with that, you just have to trust your player, and Henry's gonna have to, like, account for that someday to all you guys if he hasn't already, and said, yep, I was using that as a fake to not run the Fosse's. We did have a few times where he had to run. I did use running a couple times, but it wasn't that much, but there's a few times where running became an issue.
I tell you this, we're actually planning on running one of them when we go to Aberdeen later this month, and we're going to have beer stops for him so he can stop and enjoy a nice cold one.
I was going to say that you're probably not doing that with, like, there's going to be something else in you while you're
100%.
Doing so. So that I figured that was going to be the case.
Also, I forgot, because you've been such a wonderful guest and you gave it your overall optimal effort on who's that saint or name that saint.
Yeah, it wasn't very good, but yeah.
Yeah. No, you did it. You eventually got to all of them, and that's
sure.
What counts.
Yep.
The Let the Boys Play podcast, and you let me know however we can get this handled. We'll be making a $100 donation to Northwestern Baseball for your upcoming season. So you just let me know how we can go ahead and get that money over to your program. It's not a lot, but might buy you some seeds and gum for the boys. You just let me know.
You guys don't have to do that at all.
Well, you're a guest on this show. You're a friend of this show. And on this show, we help our friends. So you just let me know how I can make a donation in, you know, on behalf of the Let the Boys Play podcast.
We'll work on that this summer. I really appreciate it. And it's been a good time chatting with you, Strick, and reminiscing on some good stories, and also hearing some new stories about some of the guys that I may not have been allowed to hear, I guess, when I was coaching there. So
Well, I like I said, I had a great feeling about this. This has been nothing short but fun. This has been really awesome. I know a lot of people are going to enjoy hearing this. You've always been a good guy, always been a good bud. Like I said, I wouldn't have a lot in my life, or I wouldn't have a lot of what I have in my life without you. You know, you brought me together to a lot of my good close friends, a lot of, you know, future guys you were going to be at my wedding, and you know, godfather of my children, shit like that. So, you know, can never thank you enough. And I'm sure a lot of the other guys share similar opinions. If you ever want to do this again, you're 100% welcome back. Don't ever feel like you're not allowed back on this wonderful little thing we're doing here.
I appreciate it. Yeah, and, you got to say hi to all the guys. And eventually, like I said before to you on the side, like someday, I'll probably get down to Arizona and we'll have to do a little golfing or something.
Oh, I would love it. I hit the ball about 280 yards, but it's at a 90 degree angle from where I swing.
That sounds exactly like my swing. It's not good. So, it's a little rough, but it's okay.
Well, it'll be perfect. We'll have a blast. We had a blast today. We'll do our little official sign off. Guys, this was Jesse Eichem, former Presentation College head coach, current assistant coach at Northwestern University, correct?
University of Northwestern. University. Because if you say Northwestern University, that's the one in Chicago, D1. I don't do D1, so we're good.
You don't. Nope. You don't. But it's nope. Okay. You've been great. We want to thank everyone who stuck with us. 71 minutes sure flew by. Jeez.
There's gonna be like two guys like listening to you at this point.
Oh no,
like,
we average like 11 viewers. It's we're getting
for
there.
The whole thing though. Like I feel like I'm talking to you because you'll have to re-listen to it and maybe like you know.
Shh, I'm not like, re-listening. I'm not editing this.
You're just going straight through.
We do it raw here, Coach Eichem. We just throw it in.
I will say the podcasts that are raw are like I'm more entertained by those because it's just like, you know, it doesn't feel like manufactured. Oh,
yeah.
So
yeah, it's just us. We just have fun here. We're doing this for fun. You're fun. Want to thank you. I'll have to think of a good episode title for this. Any parting words? Do you want to give anyone a shout out? You want to say anything?
No, I mean, I feel like I kind of did. I just, you know, I see it. I can't like, shout out to one specific person. I coach so many guys at Presentation, so like obviously this is a PC kind of connected podcast, and I really do appreciate everything that you guys have done, and just want to say hi to everybody and from wherever they're listening, and hope you guys are all doing well, and God bless.
Perfect. Well, guys, this has been the Let the Boys Play podcast. You can find it everywhere you find your favorite podcasts. Thank you again to Coach Eichem. And we will see everyone in the next episode.
Later, Strick.
Hey, thank you so much. That was an absolute blast. When it's done processing and I have it titled and everything, I will send you a link to it, okay?
Boom.
Boom. This was beautiful, Jess. Thank you awesome. Again.
Yeah, nice chat, Strick. We'll be in touch.
Okay, take care.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.